on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A search is continuing in Kent for two brothers wanted in connection with an acid attack on a mother of six in Southampton. 37-year-old Carla Whitlock was targeted outside a restaurant. She may have lost the sight in one eye and also suffered burns to her face, neck and arms.
I can't really see anything at the moment. Just trying to concentrate on getting my sight back. My face to clean up a bit. That's all I can really think about at the minute.
Police believe 22 and 26-year-olds Billy and Jeffrey Midmore could be in Medway. Their pictures are at kentonline.co.uk.
This is KMFM News.
British officials are searching Saudi hospitals to see if any UK citizens are among more than 700 people killed in a crush near Mecca. 20,000 Britons are making the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says the government is urgently gathering information about Britons who may need assistance.
Let me start by offering my condolences to all those who've been affected by the tragic accident in Saudi Arabia at the Hajj. This is a real disaster, and our sympathies are with the people of Saudi Arabia and the millions of people making the Hajj.
A man's been charged with rape after a woman was allegedly attacked at Swanley Station. Police say the 29-year-old victim was assaulted on a platform of the station on the 16th of September. The 28-year-old, who's homeless, has been remanded in custody and is due back in court next month.
KMFM News.
Police investigating an alleged murder in Chatham have charged a man. 33-year-old Michael Tierney died 2 days after being found with head injuries in June. 40-year-old Rupe Massey from Dove Close, who was being held on suspicion of helping an offender, is accused of possessing weapons and has been bailed until November. Two other men have already appeared in court, charged with murder. Eurotunnel services from Folkestone are continuing to be disrupted. Freight journeys through the Channel Tunnel are currently delayed because of what's been described as an incident at the French terminal. Passenger services are facing delays of up to 3 hours.
KMFM News.
The man who came up with the design of Margate Streamland is calling on more young people to get into construction. Wayne Hemingway is fronting a new scheme which offers support to up-and-coming builders and architects. Figures show the industry needs to take on nearly 3,000 people in the southeast over the next 5 years. The designer says construction has so much to offer.
There are jobs that are about making things, about putting one brick on top of another, about plumbing and being a carpenter, which are all noble things to do. And building is physically making something for the good of society is a very positive thing. But there are so many other things within the industry if that's not what you're into.
Three former Kent soldiers are setting off on what's been dubbed the hardest triathlon in the world today. They're part of a team put together by Help for Heroes to raise £10,000 as they run, swim and cycle from London to Paris. Darren Challis from Folkestone fractured his legs, pelvis and lower back while serving in the parachute regiment.
We've done a humongous amount of training starting back in January, February time, so hopefully now all the team members are fully prepared for the challenge.
KMFM Showbiz.
Sam Smith says he hopes the new Bond theme tune does the film and the character's legacy justice.
Nancy Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, it's unbelievable. You know, I spent a lot of time just looking at the Wikipedia page and freaking out about the whole thing. It's amazing. I just hope the song does it justice. That's what's important to me.
Writings on the Wall has been released this morning ahead of Spectre opening in cinemas next month.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football and Gillingham head to Barnsley this weekend in League One, hoping to bounce straight back from their first league defeat of the season. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, last Saturday's 2-1 defeat at Colchester saw the Gills slip from the top of League One to third. They've got 17 points from 8 games so far. Here's boss Justin Edinburgh.
I've always said that I think after 12 games you get a good indication of the league taking a panning out. Our mindset and our focus and our approach is to go and win every game, and that's what we try and do.
You can also watch more of our chat with the manager. We've tweeted it via @KMFM News. Rugby now, and Stuart Lancaster's urged England fans to get behind his team as they face Wales at Twickenham in the Rugby Union World Cup tomorrow. Fly half George Ford has been dropped to the bench in place of Owen Farrell. Sam Burgess will make just his second international start in midfield. And McLaren have hinted that Jenson Button is planning to call time on his Formula One career. They say that they still hope to persuade the 2009 world champion to stay with them next season. Managing director Jonathan Neal says Button is a world champion and a big part of our family.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.